What big city would you stay the weekend in and why?
I don't like cities.
I know. This is a tough question. Tough question.
How big does it have to be?
Well,
like Jackson Hole?
No.
It's a city. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, and we're here with another segment of Whiskey Wednesdays with my main man, Mr. Dave Savulich. We're going to dive in. These are short, sweet, to-the-point episodes where we're going to dive into a couple things going on in our world. We're going to cover a trending topic in the short-term rental world and then answer a couple of your guys' questions. So always, as a reminder at the top of these episodes, if you have a question that you want us to answer on an upcoming episode, make sure that you DM us or comment on whatever platform you're watching or listening on. So Dave, you always direct these episodes, and so we're going to dive in. Before we dive in, though, I got a little surprise. You're normally like, you know...
This hasn't come across my desk.
Didn't come across your desk because you've been out of town.
Okay.
And you came back today, and you've got somebody that's trolling you a little bit on TikTok.
Trolling? So on good way or a bad way?
No, well, I guess I thought trolling was always bad. It's not.
I don't know.
I'm not a social guy, so I'm not positive. Okay, so on TikTok, so we had one of our episodes, right? And you were making the point that you were kind of upset that people are copying us and doing our thing. And on TikTok, we don't have a big presence on TikTok. Like, I'm not a TikTok guy. Tyler, our media director, puts everything on TikTok for us. And the guy says, bro, you have 600 followers. There ain't nobody copying you. And I thought that was awesome.
Okay, well.
Joe called us out. So Joe, if Tyler puts something else on TikTok, like, I totally agree with you. Nobody's copying us on TikTok, I promise you.
Yeah.
With 600 followers.
But we don't spend a lot of time on TikTok.
No, we don't. But we do have people copy us, not on TikTok. But it was funny because he's like, man, there's nobody copying you with 600 followers, which I totally agree with you. Joe, we were not trying to act like we were bigger than we are. Our main platform is this podcast and our email list. And so on the TikTok platform, we're not exactly influencers by any stretch. So
yeah, we didn't know. And that was not meant to be specific to TikTok. It was more about some
of
the guys.
It was funny though, because I totally get it. Like, I'm like with him. I'm like, okay, bro, nobody's copying you. You have 600 people. And then another guy named Connor piped in. He said, yeah, no kidding. You got to stop saying people are copying you.
Hey, I will stand behind it though. People are copying us in the short-term rental game. And what we say in our competitors, absolutely. So, but yeah, you're right. I mean, we're not.
I thought it was funny. Yeah. I just thought, it gave me a laugh. Me and Tyler were laughing about it. So I thought I'd bring it up to you I thought
you'd. That's good. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Well, I mean, everybody's got their opinion. I like that. Good job. Joe.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, there we go.
I don't mind. Okay. All right. Let's get into
stuff. Now the real show. Let's start with the real stuff.
Let's keep it a little light still. If you had to... you're going to cringe at this, but if you had to spend a weekend in a city, it's got to be a big city. It can't be like a little town. It's got to be a big city. What big city would you stay the weekend in and why?
I don't like cities.
I know. This is a tough question. Tough question.
How
for
big
you.
Does it have to be?
Well.
Like Jackson Hole? No. It's a city.
Okay. It's got to have skyscrapers.
Okay. Okay. All right.
It's got to have skyscrapers.
All right. Nashville. Like, can Nashville count?
Yep. Nashville counts.
We just left Nashville. Right. That was a fun city. Yep. And that was a city. Okay. We were downtown Nashville on Broadway. That was fun.
And your why is probably because you've been there and you can navigate it. You understand. You feel comfortable
I like,
there.
I like the scene in Nashville. Yeah. I'm going with Nashville. Okay. Final answer.
All right.
What about you? What's your favorite city?
You know, there's several cities that I've been to that I enjoy. I'm going to kind of go out on a limb and go. I would say San Antonio because I haven't been there. I mean, I've been there one night, but I was just checking something out and I was kind of in and out. But I would say San Antonio because I think that Riverwalk's kind of cool. I wouldn't mind spending the weekend there.
I've actually been to San Antonio a couple times. I really like San Antonio too. So, it was a fun place to stay. Yeah. Riverwalk was awesome. Alamo's right downtown. Yeah. So it's fun.
So that's what I would say. Yeah. Right, somewhere that has good some cities. Country music.
I guess
music.
There's okay cities.
Yeah. Right, then? Country music, good food, good scenery, place to kind of hang out, walk, you know.
I like it.
Good. All right. Well,
like our choices.
Let's jump into a topic today. So, as you heard, and maybe some of our listeners heard, some new rules on Airbnb for cameras, videos, and some of that kind of stuff that have come out. You know, I think people need to be aware of as they're on that platform. They need to make sure that they're up to date with the latest and greatest rules, regulations, things like that. So, and it kind of went into it a little bit, but let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah. One, making sure you're up to date on that, but also maybe some reasons why and what the reasons are behind
I think the rules were a long time time coming. It was best practices anyway. No indoor cameras, no cameras in privacy areas, right? They can only, any cameras that are on the premises need to be disclosed to the guests. Same with noisemaker, like the noise aware type of devices, the noise monitoring devices. That's good practice, right? Nobody wants to feel like there's a camera on them if they're at the pool and things like that. You know, you make the argument that, well, for safety reasons, we want to have different cameras, but there's been a lot of invasion of privacy lawsuits that have come out from cameras. And it's a lot of times in areas like that. Like, you don't want to have them at the hot tubs and the pools and things like that, right? A lot of your outdoor cameras on the back doors or something might cover those areas. And so you need to be really careful about that. And so I really think that their rules are warranted and justified, and it really should have been a best practice anyways. You should always disclose if you've got cameras and why and what they're monitoring, right?
Be super clear.
Let them have the choice of saying, yeah, I like that, or no, I don't like that. And so, when it comes to invasion of privacy, those lawsuits have been on the forefront of a number of short-term rentals. And then you've got the bad actors that are out there that you hear the horror stories of the cameras inside the house and things like that. And that, I mean, that's really just unacceptable anyway. That's just being a bad host. You don't need to have all of your cameras on your security system inside the house, because, you know, that's an invasion of privacy.
About privacy, and people want to get away and, you know, be themselves and have privacy with their friends and family and young kids and all that kind of stuff. So it's something that if you've been in the short-term rental world for a while, you know, we teach to this always. We've been talking about this for years now. You know, you can't have them. And the other thing that's super important is most insurance companies, they do not want them and will not.
Because they're worried about those invasion of privacy lawsuits, you know, cameras, noise monitoring devices, they have their place for safety and security. They have to be in very specific areas of the property. You don't need to be monitoring every inch of your property. If you're worried about that and you feel like you need to have cameras, you're probably not in the right game, because a guest wants to come in and not feel like they've got, you know, a camera on them the whole time. None of us, I mean, nobody wants that, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, and I remember hearing a story from an insurance company that we work with. They had talked about a camera was in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I can't exactly remember the story, but there was somebody had slipped. And they were claiming it was because of this. And then the homeowner said, hey, it actually wasn't because of that, because they were really screwing around or jumping off the fence or something. They really didn't have a case because the camera shouldn't have been on the scene anyways.
And they got countersued for invasion of privacy.
So it was
huge deal, right? It was the homeowner's like, no, that's not even what happened. This is what happened.
Right.
And it was on the camera. And this wasn't one of our clients. The homeowner. We heard the story from the insurance company. But they were saying, like, they weren't trying to, like, you know, they weren't didn't feel like they were doing anything wrong. It was actually a backdoor camera, but it covered a whole pool area.
Right.
And then because it was in a pool area and they have kids and everything else, this person, they ended up filing an invasion of privacy lawsuit and won.
I think the moral story is, one, I think super important, be aware of the rules and regulations that are out there, not only with, you know, AirDNA and Airbnb and VRBO and all them, but anything that has to do with insurance companies and the short-term rental and marketing in general, but also adhere to those rules and regulations that are out there, because I think that's super important.
And on the topic where it started was, if you have a listing on Airbnb and because these new rules are in place, if you don't update your listing with the right disclosures and the correct disclosures and making sure that everybody's aware of what's going on and where you can and can't place cameras, and you check that box, your listing will be removed. It won't be shown to guests. And so it's going to affect your performance. So take it, you know, if you are on the Airbnb platform, you do need to make sure, because the rules have changed specifically on that platform. Now, they are best practices, in my opinion. I read through them and agree with them and think that they are good rules and best practices, but make sure that you go update your listing, because you might be following the practices, but your listing actually has to disclose, and it's got some disclosure rules as well.
Well, and I think you made a good point too, is if you do have a camera or a device in there and the camera's in an appropriate place, like maybe on a front door or something like that, you have to make sure you disclose it. Make sure you're upfront with it. Make sure you're transparent and the guests know and understand and the reasons why, and post it and make sure that, okay, that makes sense. This is okay.
There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit Vodacy Sleep System. Rentalsystem.com and use the promo code podcast. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
All right, let's jump into a question here. As a short-term rental owner, do you stock your property with extra amenities in addition to the ones that the property manager does? Certain things like, you know, paper goods and paper towels and Kleenexes and soaps and dish soap and laundry soap and even to spices and things like that. Yeah. Do you do extra, or are you just let the property manager handle?
No, we do extra, always. We want, especially when it comes to paper goods.
Yeah.
Like, we just overstock everything. We want to make sure that there's plenty of paper towels, plenty of paper plates, plenty of paper cups, because not everybody wants to always grab, you know, and do dishes or anything else. So we always make sure we got a lot of paper goods. We overstock with different, depending on the property and who our target audience is, we always overstock with different types of drinks and treats as well. And so those are things that we feel like elevate the guest experience. Mm-hmm. Property managers don't like to do it, and so it's going to be at your own expense as a property owner. They don't mind typically having it there. They don't want to incur the cost over their whole portfolio of saying, hey, we're just gonna have everything overstocked, right? Because they feel like, well, people overuse it
or take it. Yeah, take exactly it, whatever.
Yeah. How many times have we felt like people were clearing out the pantry with the paper goods? Never. It just does not happen. No, right. And so it's never something we've been worried about, and so we're over the top of making sure that the soaps, the shampoos, the paper goods, all the paper towels and paper plates and paper cups, you know, the plastic utensils, we have all that always stocked in the pantry, because it's just nice sometimes just to grab that stuff and throw it away when you're done and not have to worry about.
And we do it, you know, maybe four times a year, and we spend a few $100 and we do it. It's interesting. And this is good for our listeners. Most property managers have a process where if the guest is in so many days there or rented so many nights, they allot, I don't know, you know, three paper towel rolls. And so if the guest needs more, they can call and say, hey, we've ran out or whatever and so forth, but that's a little bit of a pain as well. So what we have decided to do is we stock the bathroom, you know, cabinets with lots of toilet paper. We put extra, you know, garbage bags underneath the kitchen sink, the soaps. We put tons of paper towels and, you know, all that kind of stuff, so that if there's ever any extra need for those things, the guests can just grab them and it's fine. And like you said, we do it once a quarter and we stock up, and it works really well.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for reviews. We've had a ton of reviews saying, hey, thank you so much. It was so nice to have all the extra, you know, kind of amenities that were in there that we could use, the paper plates, and you know, we did picnics and we had kids and we didn't want to have to do the dishes every night. So I think that's a good thing.
Like you said, spices are nice to have in there. And totally. So that when they do want to do something, having the basic, you know, kind of cooking items, or it's nice to have in your property. And so the other thing that is that comes up as a question all the time are people with fire pits, whether it's propane tanks or whether it is actual wood. Like, how much wood do you leave out for a guest or whatever else? So I've got properties that we have both. We have propane fire pits, and we always have a couple propane bottles. Yeah. There's always at least one extra propane bottle that's always full. And so if they run out, they've got an extra one. And that's fine. If they run through two, you know, we'll get it refilled or whatever. Right. But the same on the firewood. We typically just have an entire cord of firewood at the properties that we have the regular wood fires outside. Right. And we don't ever worry. Like, I don't worry about people like going through it too fast or whatever else, because you might have some guests that don't even light a fire. Right. And then you're going to have somebody that might sit there all night long.
Right. Exactly.
And they're going to need more than the person. It ends up evening itself out. Yeah. It's not everybody, because you have full access to it, they're not all going to use all your stuff.
Right. The one thing that I like in the pantry is, like you said, the spices and those type of things, but also like Ziploc bags, little plastic bags, because people always have leftover food or things that they do and cook, and they're like, I don't have anything to put it in to save it for tomorrow. Maybe they have pizza or leftovers or things like that. So I think that's a good one. Tin foil, plastic wrap, stuff like that. So just little things showing you're going the extra mile as a property owner.
And like you said, it shows up in your reviews. People appreciate it, especially those people who travel a lot, because they've been to multiple different Airbnbs, and not every host does it. And so the ones that do, they really appreciate it. And they're going to be like, oh, this was really nice. Thanks for thinking of this ahead of time. Made our stay really nice. It seems seems so simple, but it's, I mean, it can be the difference between getting a review and not getting a review. Yeah. Right. And yeah. So, you know, there are definitely things that we think about and want to do on all those properties.
Yeah. I do have to mention, this is the old
Tito's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there. I should have put your Tito's right next to my whiskey.
I already pounded that Coke Zero today, and that was the last one. I didn't want to go empty because, you know, we like to have a little cheers at the end. Yeah. So I put a little water in there today, you know?
Oh, so. That's water. Okay. You got me all excited. Well,
so everybody thinks.
All right.
Let's keep them guessing.
We'll keep it with water. We know it's water with you. Awesome. Any other questions? Is that no, all we have? We only have one today?
The only one today. Hey, yeah.
We're going to go light. So, guys, as a reminder, always send in your questions. We'll make sure that we get them answered. And so if you have questions, let us know on the DM or the comments on the platforms you're watching or listening on. We'll make sure we answer those. And as always, two favors at the end of every episode, and that is, if you do enjoy this show, if you know somebody else who would enjoy the show, share it. And let's spread the word, help everybody walk into this game with their eyes wide open, have these conversations about the short-term rental game as we're navigating through every single day, as it's changing, the markets are changing. It's really fun to have these types of conversations. And so if you know somebody else who would like to be a part of that conversation, share the show. If you have more than 30 seconds, like it, review it, give us a thumbs up on the platform you're watching or listening on. And then the final and most important thing that I ask you at the end of every episode is to go pick that one thing you can do today. Start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends.